you've been here before, man. You don't have to. No diarrhea? No coughing? Runny nose?
Yes. You coughing?
Yes.
Vomiting?
You have a headache?
Pain in the head.
Where does your head hurt at? What part of your head? What grade are you in?
What?
What grade are you in? School. What grade are you in?
What?
What?
Third.
Third. Anybody sick at home?
Yeah.
Are your sisters anybody?
Oh, my sister.
She was sick?
Yeah.
What's the story? Yeah. So, did she go to the doctor? Your sister, to get tests and stuff?
Yeah. No.
She doing better?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to listen to the breathing, okay? Take a deep breath. Again. 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 And listen to your heart. Just breathe normal. All right. Lay down and then lay back down. And open your stomach here. Didn't hurt. Your stomach's okay? Alright. Hey, I just need someone in your help. You're doing a good job. See this. So you know that you have the flu. You have the flu, type A flu. Can you tell your mom that? That you have type A flu or A flu? Can you say that? Who? Like FL? Yeah, you can tell the mother that you have type A flu. You've been sick for a few days. You've already told me that. It started, when did you first get sick?
Monday?
Okay. Well, okay. She has to pay for it. There's a medication called Tamiflu that sometimes we give to people that have the flu the first day or two. But it only helps a little bit. The sooner the better. This is the third day that he's been sick, right? But I don't think it's going to help her. I can write it for her, but I don't know how expensive it is. My doctor knows it too much to help her. And if she wants to get it, she can. Okay, she has? How many days is she going to be sick?
No.
Mm-hmm. When's she asking?
Asking how long
was
the flu last
7 days? Yeah, it is. Five days, 5 days at the most. Five days around 7 days. But the kids usually get over it sooner. They don't have to stay sick very long. So he'll probably get better in another day or two. The thing that I would tell her probably will help the most is vitamin C. You can't prescribe it, but you can buy it over the counter.
Asking how the oxygen
was working. Is oxygen? Well, I need to recheck it. You get to hear the device. What was the result? Device on the blood pressure machine, the oxygen doesn't work.
Mm.
You know, I told this to most everybody. 97, I actually got 99 a while ago. But if it's 99 a while ago, it used to put down the highest one. This, you know, changes a little bit. Can you do your finger again? Take it straight. What is she showing you? Hold your hand.
¿Cómo es el cumpleaños de Dylan?
Okay, thank you. He has? How long ago was that? That should all be here. She took him to Texas Children's. How long ago was that? In August, did they give him medicine to take? Did they give him an inhaler or a breathing machine to use at home? They gave him a machine, right?
Yes.
Like an inhaler, they push him, but easier. Does he have any more of that? Okay. Tell her that he's a little bit of weed, just a little bit in his lungs. far as that. So she doesn't have the inhaler anymore.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, so tell her I'm going to give her another inhaler that he can use. And he feels like he needs it, okay? He's coughing. What is she giving him for the cough?
She said she gave him tea or...
You what?
She gave him tea.
She gave him what?
She gave him tea.
Tea?
Yes.
Okay. What about the inhaler? He's been out of the inhaler, but he used it before. How long has he been out of it?
¿Hace cuánto se acabó con el que le dieron en el hospital?
Como 2 months.
He just ran out.
Yes.
How often was he using it?
Tenía el uno, cuando salió del hospital me dieron uno que se le estaba dando cuatro jalones por cada 4 horas. Y tenía el otro pequeño que se lo daba 3 veces al día.
¿Y she was getting that all the time, or just when he needed it, or what?
Me dijeron que ya cuando lo mirara mejor que él no lo necesitara y no lo no se me dieron.
She said that at the hospital they told her to just give it to him whenever he'll get sick.
Whenever he needed it. So I'm asking her, how often do they seem to need it?
Como cada cuánto tuvo que empezar.
Como unas 4 semanas, 5 semanas.
4 weeks.
In what?
4 weeks.
I'm sorry, what?
4 weeks.
A week.
Yes.
When is she talking about a week when? When they got out of the hospital?
She said 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yes.
When was that? I mean, he was in the hospital in October?
In August.
No, that's like 7 months, right?
Yes.
So she gave it to him for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Recently or back in August or when?
Recently.
Recently. So she's been giving him the inhaler. That's critical. That's it, yes. She's been using the inhaler every day for 4 weeks?
Desde agosto, octubre, los 4 veces.
En le di el agosto, haz de cuenta como el tratamiento me lo dan ellos y me dicen, dele esto hasta que lo necesite.
Mm-hmm.
Ya cuando él ya se compone que ya está respirando bien y todo, se lo dejo de dar. Pero como después en octubre se volvió a enfermar, entonces volví a usar la misma medicina porque igual ahí la tenía.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces se la volví a empezar a dar porque vine y lo traje aquí al doctor otra vez.
She said that he only used it for the time that he needed it after August when he got out of the hospital. And then he was okay after that, and he got sick again in October. And she still had some left, and that's where she came.
She gave him some in October for how many days?
In October, se lo di como por 2 semanas.
For 2 weeks.
He gave it to him 2 weeks in October, because why? He had a cough, trouble breathing, or what?
Porque la tos y el que los pulmones se le escuchan bien.
Cough and trouble breathing.
Trouble breathing. Did she go see a doctor?
No, doctor.
Sí.
Yes.
In October.
Le trajo toda la medicina al doctor Antonio. Si ellos no lo apuntan ahí para que tengan su expediente, yo tengo años trayéndolo aquí por lo mismo para que por esa condición, porque está, casi por esa condición todo esto lo traigo, no por otra cosa.
She brought him here in October.
Okay. She came here. So we saw him in October. Okay. You remember what we did. Right. She came in September, not October.
Okay.
That's okay. Lonnie just gave him some cough medicine. And any history. But she thought. You what?
She only got that prescription here.
Which one? I'm not sorry, I've gone beyond that. Okay, this is when he was here in May. So back in May, he already had the albuterol nebulizer to use. How long has he been using the medicine for asthma?
Some time.
A él le recetan la medicina para el asma desde que nació y le dan esos ataques de asma. No lo han diagnosticado como apenas ahorita esta última vez que estuvo en el 30 de octubre, porque el doctor, el especialista, me cambió la medicina y ya me dio ya como prácticamente un tratamiento de comida para el asma, pero yo no se lo quiero estar dando por vida.
What is he saying?
Everything he was born, he's been taking a medication.
For asthma. Off and on.
La máquina siempre me la
han. He was her doctor. He was pediatrician. He was
antes era la doctora Tina
Taylor.
Thank you.
She's
hearing now. She doesn't see her from time to time.
¿Todavía va ahí o no?
No, yo tengo aquí, como yo estoy viviendo aquí, porque lo que pasa es que cuando él está así enfermo, ahí ella no me la podía atender porque no tenía una cita hasta quinta de cuatro semanas, mientras yo lo tenía que ver. Entonces empecé a venir aquí y estoy viviendo aquí, yo creo que es fácil de tener como un
sueño. ¿Qué es lo
que se llama? ¿Qué es lo que se llama?
The pediatrician.
Yes.
Okay, she can't just come here now. Okay, tell her she has chips, doesn't she? No, she doesn't. She doesn't have insurance. Actually, all right, that's okay. She doesn't have insurance. You can come here. It's okay. Do you understand it? She has to pay when she comes here, right?
No, she does.
She does? Why is she saying no? Why is she saying no?
Because of what I said earlier about this.
Right. She doesn't go there.
No.
Yeah, okay, I know. That's, I'm telling her it's okay to come here since they don't have insurance. I thought maybe she had chips, but most people get chips around here. I don't know why she doesn't get it. But has she tried to get it?
No.
Yes, everybody has it. But she might look into that. But that's okay, I understand. But she's welcome to come here when she needs to. If he doesn't need to go to the hospital, we can try to help him as much as we can. So I'm going to refill his inhaler. And I'm going to give him more refills. But normally when a child has asthma, they need to see a pediatrician. She should qualify to be able to go see a pediatrician, but if she can't, she's welcome to come here. If she needs to try to get on chips, something like that, so she can take him to see a pediatrician just to check up some stuff like that. So she's doing good. I'm going to go ahead and give him a refill and the albuterol. I'm going to write for the candy food, but I told her already I don't think it's worth buying. So I put a star by the albuterol. And since he's been coughing a little bit here and he has asthma, and a little bit of asthma, I'm going to give her an antibiotic to give him for his chest. I can write her for some cough medicine. She'll have to buy it over the counter.
She said that cough medicine gives him a reaction.
Which one?
Any cough medicine.
There are all kinds of cough medicine. Which ones are she talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I think they gave her some bone fed before.
But
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Qué
kind of reaction did he have?
Le da ataques de tos, o sea, le empieza tos y que lo hace hasta vomitar y no para de toser, y que le empiezan los pulmones a hacer así.
Because they were making cough way more
and
vomit.
The cough makes him death. And then it makes his chest.
It makes his chest get a reaction, like,
start beating,
like, really fast.
The reaction is, it says it makes him cough more, right?
Yes.
Nothing more. But he gags and he throws up. And whether they have inhalers, it's like a machine that they can give you a medicine. In the machine, have you ever had a breathing treatment before? Does she know what that is? At the hospital, they did. So we can prescribe a machine like that. They're not too expensive. They're around $30, and you can put medicine in the machine. If she wants me to, but I'm giving him the refills on his inhaler, so he'll have that to use, right?
Esa máquina de para que le pone la medicina para que se la tome. No, no que se la tome, que se la va a doler la medicina.
Pero no es como un tubito.
¿Es el like a
tube?
¿Es el like a
tube? No, the tube is like a machine that blows medicine out. Probably for him, they have like a mask. You put the mask on. We can give him a drink. What? She has a machine that is like a mask.
You
what? What is she saying?
Do
what?
She does have a machine.
Does she use it?
Lo usa uno.
Sí, cuando se pone enfermo,
que
le dice al doctor que se lo dé hasta que se le quita. ¿Does it help him?
¿Le ayuda?
Because she has medicine to go into.
Porque hay veces
que
no le ayuda
hasta que
cae al hospital.
Be sure she has medicine to go in. Be sure, ask her again. Yes. She has medicine to go in the machine.
She doesn't.
But she has the machine's no good without the medicine.
Yeah.
That's what she's telling me. All right. So but I'm going to give her some ampules to go into the machine. So she'll have some. If she needs it, I'm giving the inhaler to use when he needs it, right? And I'm going to go ahead and give him an antibiotic to take. The cough medicine she thinks makes him worse, so she'll have to go without the cough medicine. Sometimes if you give her... Sometimes if you give the breathing treatment with a machine, it'll help the cough. If he's coughing a lot. So you know, she's got the inhaler, she's got the, I'm going to give her some medicine for her machine, to put in the machine. I'm giving him an antibiotic. We're not even going to, I'm going to take the tenufer off of here. We don't want to even worry about the tenufer. He needs to use the other medications like we're talking about, right?
Okay.
So I don't need, you know, just to confuse the pharmacist or anything like that. I'm taking it off of here. So I'm going to give her the medicine for the machine. The little ampoule to break in half the machine. She knows how to do that. We can give it. I could hear a little bit of wheezing on his right lung, very faint.
Mm-hmm.
But that would, you know, that would go along with him having a little bit of asthma, right? But they've given her the machine, they've given her the inhaler. I'm going to give her more ampules for the machine. She's going to have the inhaler. We're going to give her an antibiotic to take now for the next several days to help clear up the infection in his chest. But he may need stronger medicines. So she may have to take him to the hospital. She knows that. If he ever has a lot, you know, trouble breathing and the medicine's not working, he needs to go to the hospital. The HCA hospital just down the street, by the light. And she could go there. If she had to go to Kingwood or somewhere to go to a hospital, Texas Children's is a great place to go. But for now, hopefully this will help him clear up and he'll be okay. So, you understand what we're talking about? So you just want to let your mom know when you need to use your inhaler, right? Do you carry it around with you or take it to school? Or will you do one if you squeeze it and put the puffination out if you breathe in? You don't take it with you. You might need to take it to school so he can use it at school if he needs it. Do you have trouble breathing except when you're sick? Is that the only time you have trouble breathing sometimes? Are you having trouble breathing now? Not really, right? So you're doing better now, but we're telling your mom some things to do, okay? So a little inhaler like you've been using and a breathing machine that you have at home, right? You got to tell her when you need it to help her know when to give it to you. And we have some, okay. And the cough medicine doesn't do good, huh? You have trouble taking cough medicine? It tastes pretty yucky? Yeah. So maybe she can find something that doesn't taste so bad, right? But she could ask the pharmacist at the drugstore, one that doesn't taste bad. Maybe he can suggest something that he might like better. If your cough is good, you need to cough because you have asthma and everything like that. So let's see how he does. So if you're having trouble, you need to go maybe go to Texas Children's, or you can always go to the hospital down the road here. You're welcome to come back here. Okay? You need a shot today? Shot?
Okay, come here, let's go.
Starting to hurt? Where's your hurt? Mm-hmm.
Right here. All right here is where it hurts.
How bad does it hurt?
This morning I woke up and like in the crease and then I felt like some dry pins, like in this area.
Okay, it looks like it's gotten infected. Right. Okay, there's something called paronychia. When you get like an infection in the helmet. The best thing is to give you a couple of antibiotics because we don't know what kind of germ that's infecting it.
Mm-hmm.
I would soak it in some warm water. There's something called Betadine. Have you ever heard of it? It's like a surgical antiseptic. It's the orange stuff. You can buy it at the drugstore. So you can put like 2 or 3 tablespoons in a, you know, basin of warm water and soak it in. And I would do it at least twice a day and then put some of the antibiotic on that you had on there. It's a band-aid.
Like that. It's like Neosporin, but it's called Bact.
Bactoban, yeah, it's the same thing. That's even better, okay? So that's good. And keep doing that for the next several days. Now, hopefully, it'll heal up and stop hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the nail gets kind of cut through the cuticle.
Mm-hmm.
And as it grows out, it just keeps digging in and it gets worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, you have to come in, numb your toe, and take the nail off the edge of it. And the doctors are welcome to come here. You don't have insurance, it's probably a few people come here, but hopefully that won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
OK? you can soak it, take the antibiotic, and put the ointment on it, and give it some time. Be sure not to wear shoes that are too tight on your toes, you know, squeezing your toes, things like that. And hopefully it'll get better. You probably shouldn't put anything like fingernail polish or anything on there, okay? You have some already on there. Take it off. You have to use acetone or something like that.
Yeah, it's like gel, like hard gel. You have to like soak it in.
Do what?
It's hard gel, but you have to like soak it in acetone, like that.
Yeah, to get it off, right? So it's kind of inflamed and everything. Now you don't have to do it now, but it'd probably be better to take it off, mm-hmm. so let it heal in case it festers up and everything, you have to come back, it'd be easier, you know, to look at it and fix it, everything if necessary. You have to be careful getting your nails down through and all that. And be sure to tell the place you went to, okay? It was probably a technical error, maybe, but sometimes their stuff can get contaminated, you know, scrap and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. you have to be careful where you go to. Mm-hmm. And watch to be sure they do a good job, right? So this is something, I guess, that just happened. So, mm-hmm. but be sure you're not wearing shoes that keep the pressure on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the antibiotics I'm going to give you should do a good job
mm-hmm.
with everything else. All right? Okay. The nail doesn't need to come off yet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will heal. What happens? That's it.
I heard a call from Duke from Epicot, and they're doing like some papers. They need to get 210 as the ultimate medical director. Is there any way
the
Medicare number you could find it?
Yeah, he has
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can look it up. I should have one.
Okay.
Need my hand, but you should have reminded me before you go.
Okay.
I should go there. Okay. I need that one. I have two or three numbers. I should probably have it.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a number on hand.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're going to
Thank you.
Are you taking the next one? When he's gone?
That's the diamond.
Diamond? Mm-hmm. Is he treating or just okay? Can you take your shoe off?
You got it?
When did you have it?
Today at 2.
Yeah, and what? Today. You got it turned under? Wow. What happened?
I was doing a layup, like practicing on my layup, and I jumped, and I was in these crocs, and I don't know what happened. I just fell.
Do you think you put turned under or turned out quite turned under? Did you take that off? Okay.
The gentleman with the electronic.
I'm just trying to see if there are any hooks. Can you walk on it?
No, it's not.
I can't walk on it, but
did it happen a few hours ago?
Yes.
Did you put ice on it or take anything for free? It's pretty swollen, huh?
Yeah.
That hurts?
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad? Bad? I'm right in here.
No.
Cuidador del Moa.
Hey, not too bad.
Not too bad. How about that? Did it hurt? Hmm? A lot or not too bad?
Not too bad.
Okay. Okay. Let me see.
That one was good.
Yeah. More school. Okay, it's actually all right.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's broken, but it's a pretty good sprain, okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do some things. You have a regular doctor? You have to if you have chip. You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at a pediatrician
tomorrow? I have a pediatrician here, but trying to find someone else because I don't see their life disturbing. So we've been actually coming to you.
So that's okay. I mean, but we can theoretically, you're welcome to come here. But if he needs,
how do you do it so perfectly?
Okay.
You just follow up and
oh, okay, yeah.
Like if you need to go see an orthopedist, we're really not supposed to
do that.
But they should have good doctors there. But,
They did my children terribly.
Around here?
They are further up a little bit, but we're full it's like a pristine OBGYN and pediatric. It's called pristine. That's who they are.
They're in Cleveland?
They are in Porter. They did terrible for my daughter that had a broken arm, and to get a referral was 2 weeks. Was 2 weeks from them, and I had to fight for that.
Live around here, or is it?
I live in New Caney. I live about 15 minutes away from you.
Yeah. Well, New Caney, right?
Yes.
There you go.
There's a Dr. Woodrum that I know I think it's a new clinic in New Caney.
Okay.
But he knows it better.
I wouldn't. I don't mind to try anyone but them.
There used to be a doctor in Porter, he was there for a long, long time. I think his daughter, somebody was a doctor there, and the good thing about that is they got there in Porter.
Okay.
I'm not sure the last name, but you just have to look around a bit. They're not just the ones, you should be able to call the insurance and they should be there. And I think he has a bad spring, okay? So
okay.
The treatment would be, he had a lot of school in it, 50 days, right?
They said
Monday or so. They just need to stay off the foot. They have ankle braces, okay? You don't have braces, but you don't have an ankle supply clay to you anymore, but they have ankle braces that you encompass the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The price is real good.
Okay.
$20-$40. They're very good. They're almost like a cast. They're very firm. They have Velcro and have straps on them. They're excellent. They have soft ones, but not that good. Okay. Maybe a little bit better than that.
Okay.
Ones are a lot of good. But the firm ones maybe support the ankle. He couldn't even start walking with it. So he needs to get some crutches too. So he won't have to be putting weight on it. So the ankle brace with crutches for at least the next 2 days. The thing initially would be to put ice, like an ice compress on it, like a bag of water with ice cubes, and put that on his ankle to keep the swelling down. It's pretty swollen already, but in a day or two, you can start putting moist tea on it.
Okay.
With a heating pad.
The icing hot or something like that?
Well,
I
use real heat.
With
a damp towel like that. Put the towel in the microwave, okay?
Okay.
Boiled heat, that's better. Because it's real heat. It's not just a sensation of heat.
Okay.
It's real heat that penetrates the tissue.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that a few times a day. You just have to lay around, keep up to some crutches, or you can hobble around a bit. Not using the crutches, but...
Is it okay to get, like, the leg scooter? The one that he can prop up his leg like this?
On the scooter?
Yeah.
You have one already?
No, but at Walmart they have one.
Yeah, you think it's even less?
Mm-hmm.
How much it is?
I think it's $74.
Okay, well, if you have $74 in the scoop, you can go down the hills and check. That would be a little bit more expensive way to go. I'm not sure about it. I know they have scooters around Christmas and stuff. Yeah. But you know, stop the ankle. But, okay, so what each should take would be like, ibuprofen.
Okay.
Like 3 or 4, maybe $46.
Okay.
And also you could take Tylenol. Get that Tylenol on those water streams.
Okay.
That's the strongest Tylenol. So you could take 2 of those, they were $68. So he could take them together, ibuprofen and Tylenol, and you know, the pain, the moist teeth, staying
off. Okay, so he can take, so Tylenol and which other one do you want?
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen, does it have any kind of brand? Or do you have a...
Ibuprofen is, well...
Like the
Advil. Okay, I gotta hurry. Okay, Advil. You don't get Advil anymore because the newer times are better. Ibuprofen is a better one. They're safer and better. Ibuprofen, Motrin is the brand name, but Ibuprofen is a generic name, okay? They make Advil or E, those are the same. You don't have to take them as often, but they do just as good.
Okay.
So he would use a double up in the dose and things like that. But it tells him on the bottle he could take twice a day.
Oh, okay.
You don't take those as often. I could hope you ever take 4 or 6 hours, but it's very simple, very cheap, and that's why I recommend just doing that.
Is it possible to just write a prescription?
For what?
For the medicine? No.
There's no prescription for either person. And well, he has PIP, right?
Yeah. Medicaid.
Well, this test chip is a form of Medicaid. It's Texas Children's Medicaid, isn't it?
It's not chip.
It says right here chip, but maybe they got it wrong.
Yeah. Probably, because I don't pay a month for him because of his disability. I'm not sure.
He has
ADHD, ADD, and
ODD. Okay, so he goes to see a psychiatrist or something?
Yes, he's a patient at Tri-County. But it's really just learning.
Tri-County, yeah. Yeah. Like we're Tri-County here in town or another one?
They were going to move in Cleveland at the new location because they're shutting down. They said they're shutting down, but then they changed their mind. They're not shutting down Porter anymore. So now they're keeping him at Porter, McCain.
But Porter, they have a really nice
Tri-County,
right? But he's not eligible.
No, he's a patient at Tri-County.
The new one in Tri-County, Porter, right? I saw it a while back. It's a brand new building. It's very nice.
I think that's the one where they were going to transfer him to. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure because he goes to the old one in on 13-14, I think, or 14-15.
That's going straight to Porter, right?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta hurry. I know they built a new one over there. I stopped your asking about it. They said it was going for adolescent or minor, not adult.
Yeah. But I think the new one is where he was supposed to go.
So. Okay, I'm gonna try to work all that out, right? So he's getting good care and all that, right? Mm-hmm. You take a shot every day, you'll get a shot every day?
Like all basketball?
You just need to be listening to what I'm saying. You already know what I'm saying.
I was listening.
We're going to amputate your leg. You didn't hear us. You said yes.
I thought you were talking about, like, basketball.
You can't have to hold off from basketball for long. Normally, I would have you go see someone, like, in a week or so. If you had a PCP, that's where you would go. To be sure you're okay to be released. You're on the basketball team and just play well.
I just play well.
I think you shouldn't be doing any weight bearing until all the pain goes because you start putting more pressure on him while it's torn, the ligaments won't heal right. So you got to stay off of it. You need to go invest in that brace. The brace, I'm telling you about, is a much better investment than the cord or whatever you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
The brace, the ankle brace, it's like a cloth, it's like a wall, it's like a
And it's gives the